Anyway, that's all I have for today. It's a little bit shorter than usual, but that's fine. You never know. It doesn't have to be exactly 20 minutes. So anyway, I hope everyone has a great weekend, and I hope your team wins the Super Bowl, or as Big Fatty calls it, the superb owl. And that's all I have for today. So until next time, bye.
Was when I ruled the world.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You never know, it doesn't have to be exactly 20 minutes.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3116 of the BFO for Monday the 20th. Of January 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my weekend. And y'all, I've got lots of sad news to pass along. Changer uppers, yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're changer uppers today because y'all, as I had said last week, today you were supposed to be getting an episode of the Natteras. And for those of you who may know the secret code, you've probably already heard that episode. But this is for the first time ever, I've pulled an episode down. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you pulling anything down. And y'all, it's just things changed, and so I just said, well, you know what, the Natteras can be played at any time, because you know, y'all, it was recorded New Year's Eve, so it doesn't matter if it's today or a month from today. I can play it whenever. Yes, Big Fatty, please, just whenever. And so y'all, so many things changed that I thought I would just do a regular little show. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, Monday the 20th, Martin Luther King holiday here in the U.S. of A. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the brick. Y'all, I mentioned it last week because I didn't think I was going to be doing a live little show today, but y'all will do it again anyway. Y'all met this person at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages, and y'all, she used to y'all, she's done lots of different little shows. The main one was the Lotzel little show, and now y'all, she's some kind of litter box. Big Fatty. It's about a cat lady. Y'all, it is none other than that Brenda Boo. Oh, Big Fatty, Brenda. And ever since she got rid of that Lotzel and, you know, got rid of those anchors that were just pulling her, holding her down, you know, the old Stink Pot and Peter G and Dr. Stone and the Haunt Cub, y'all, they're just dragging her down from success. Y'all, she's been doing lots of cat lady little shows. But you know what? I don't think she's on the social media. So y'all, I don't know. Well, I don't know. But y'all, if you see Brenda Boo on the 20 or the Face Space, or maybe just in person in Tonopah, y'all wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, as cold as it is out there, she's probably going to have a slice of ice cream cake. You know, I've been asking for opinions about whether I should do the number one fan contest or not for 2020. And y'all, the overwhelming response was, yes, do it, Big Fatty. So, of course, I'm not. No, I'm just kidding. We will do the number one fan contest. Y'all, I thought about just making the people who responded eligible for the number one fan, but then Big Fatty, you would just be shooting yourself in the foot. It's true. And so, y'all, here's what you have to do. Y'all, but by 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time on Friday, the 31st of January, y'all, all you have to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter, and in 25 words or less, tell me why you want to be the number one fan. Send it to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and I'll read them on the air, and it's e-letters only by 6 p.m. on the 31st. I see y'all. Now, the last time I talked to you was on Wednesday evening. y'all, when I recorded the Thursday little show, because, you know, the Friday little show was pre-recorded. Oh, and y'all, Wednesday evening, I, y'all, I had been having trouble swallowing. Not to eat or to drink, but, you know, just regular swallowing. And wasn't quite sure what was up with that. Well, y'all, Wednesday evening, the glands on the at my throat, kind of like where my tonsils are, and I still have my tonsils. Y'all, they were tender and swollen, and and I'm like, oh, this is not good. And so, y'all, I had just gotten an e-letter from my medical insurance provider saying that they were starting a free computer examination with a doctor. And y'all, so I got on there, and y'all spoke to a real nice, I think it was a physician's assistant, and told her what my symptoms were and everything. And she says, it sounds like you have an upper respiratory infection upper respiratory problem or whatever. And she says, what I'm recommending is that you take 800 milligrams of the IBU Friends. Y'all, that's 4 IBU Friends. And like a Claritin, take the IBU Friends every 8 hours and take the Claritin, you know, just follow the regular directions. And if it's not better in 4 or 5 days, then you should go see your doctor and he'll probably prescribe some antibiotics or something. Well, y'all, I was skeptical. And but I said, okay, well, thank you for calling. And y'all, so I I did it. Y'all, I notified my my brothers and sisters-in-law that I was not feeling well and what my symptoms were and everything, and that I might be contagious. That was the other thing. So I said, I'm definitely not coming over to Atlanta on Thursday, but I'll see how I feel on Friday. And so, y'all, we left it at that. Well, y'all, I I did as the doctor said, and y'all, anyway, I ended up not going to Hatlanta because I thought that the drive would wear me out and kind of give me a setback, and so I decided not to go. It wasn't really necessary for me to be there. It's just that I kind of felt obligated to be there, being the executor of my mother's estate. But y'all, I started feeling better. Now, I wasn't 100%, and y'all, I did not leave. I did not leave the villa all day Thursday or Friday or Saturday, and I haven't gone out Sunday either, except to bring my plants in, because we're going below freezing Sunday night. But y'all, I'm amazed. I was skeptical, but I'm amazed that the swelling is gone. My neck is not tender anymore. I've got kind of a post-nasal drip, Big Fatty, and you've got gas, but y'all really didn't do much of anything other than sleep. Y'all, the IBU friends knocks me out when I take an 800 milligram dose, so I slept most of the weekend. I did not go out on Saturday night, and y'all, I made me some cheeseburger pie, you know, just fried up an onion and a pound of hamburger meat and mixed it with some aged cheddar cheese and baked it in the oven. Y'all, it was delicious, and had some vegetables with that. Y'all, one night, I didn't, this is before I made the cheeseburger pie. Y'all, I just fixed me a bag of broccoli. Y'all, I tooted all night long. Big Fatty. But I was the only one here. And, y'all, on Sunday today, young Nicholas came by to check on the elderly and the infirmed, and y'all, I feel much better. Y'all, my guy came who power washes the villa. He did that, and y'all, then he has begun staining. Sanding and staining the front and the back porches and doing some touch-up painting for Big Fatty. And, y'all, it's just gonna look so nice around here. Yes, Big Fatty, but, y'all, honestly, honest to goodness, that, pretty much, was my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, it has been a very sad weekend. I don't know how much of this, how many of y'all know about this, but y'all, on Saturday morning, I received a private message, excuse me, on the Twitty from Trucker Alex, and y'all, it started off, and I don't remember exactly how it was, but I know that the first words in the message were, "Work your magic." And y'all, that kind of took me back that, you know, that's quite a comment. I'm sure I view that as I need some encouragement, and you know, I'm happy to do that. But y'all, Trucker Alex, his husband, Bob, you've heard me mention him on here. I usually refer to him as Big Old Bottom. he passed away on Friday, and y'all, he was at home, and he passed away in his easy chair, and evidently that he had heart problems. Now, I don't know if he had a heart attack or if his heart had just given out. But y'all, I had met Bob. He had come with Trucker Alex down to Charleston many, many, many years ago to the. And And y'all, you know, Trucker Alex is kind of a big personality. Yes, Big Fatty. And but Bob was just a sweet, sweet man. Y'all, I played the words with friends. It was either the words with friends or the dice with friends. With him, y'all, I had to go back and see if I had nudged him to get him to make the next play. But I think we had completed our games. I was gonna go, oh, I guess I feel terrible doing that. But y'all, I don't know if Trucker Alex was at home or if he came in and found Bob, but y'all, they were together for 31 years. And so y'all, and with Trucker Alex being on the road much of the time, y'all, it is going to be an extremely life-changing experience for him, because y'all, I'm sure that Bob took care of lots of things there at the house and all for the two of them, and just the companionship as well, and the, you know, y'all, you've just, you, I've got a heavy heart, and but y'all, I know that Trucker Alex has been faced with many things in his life. Y'all, you've got to be a strong personality to be on the road all the time and everything. And so, y'all, what I want you to do is reach out to Trucker Alex and just send him some words of encouragement and work some of your magic as well, and offer him just good feelings and support, because, you know, it's y'all, it's one of those times that it's life changes, and that's tough. But y'all, it's not your life hasn't ended, and I'm sure Trucker Alex will handle things in a manner that Bob would be proud of him. And y'all, before the time gets away from me, y'all, that we had three other deaths as well. Y'all, young Nicholas that comes over here to the villa, y'all, his uncle passed away on Saturday afternoon. He was close to his uncle. His uncle was homosexual, and so they had that bond. And I think that change is difficult, but the good thing is we can remember these folks and keep them alive in our hearts. Y'all, the third death, y'all, say the 69, y'all, he had to put one of his little rats, Minotaur, to sleep over the weekend. Evidently, he had Seda had Minotaur forever and ever, and he had just reached the end of life, and his quality of life wasn't great. So y'all, keep Seda 69 in your thoughts as well. And y'all, finally, I don't know how many of you know this person, but if you ever came to a horror event, you may have met DJ Bill E. Well, y'all found out on Sunday that he passed away with the cancer on the 13th of January. And I know Gavin and Jim knew Bill E. From different events. Oh, dear Gussie, I know Jerry and Rick were close to DJ Bill E. also. So y'all... just kind of a day of reflection here on MLK Day. So y'all keep Trucker Alex and Nick and Seda 69 and all the friends and family of DJ Bill E in your thoughts. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer from over there at the Archer Radio. And Archer, I know you'll probably be entering the number one fan contest, 25 words or less, ruined at BigFattyOnline.com. And I'm running out of time. Archer, what do you have to say about me filling up the show?
You never know. It doesn't have to be exactly 20 minutes.
Oh, yes, it does have to be exactly 20 minutes. How dare you, sir?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.